Now it's time for Pause for Thought. And today, we hear from Jeff Berger of the Rambam Sephardi Synagogue of Elstree and Borehamwood.
This past summer, my mother, who lived in America, passed away after an illness that lasted about 4 months, intensifying briefly before her end. While it wasn't possible to be there at the final moment of her life, I was with her on 4 separate occasions during the unpredictable swings in her decline. Motherhood is exceptional. Women miraculously grant us life through their bodies, and if we're fortunate, they occupy a central emotional role during our formative years and beyond. Children are always a part of their mothers, yet mothers are greater than the sum of their parts. Perhaps for that reason, Judeo-Christianity reveres and commands respect for those who serve as our parents. My mother lived to be nearly 88 years old. She was immensely courageous in facing her demise alone, as my father had passed 5 years earlier. Offered the chance last spring for invasive surgery, she politely told her doctors she wanted instead to return to the quiet of her home. Those who grieve can often be overcome by existential thoughts months after the loss of a loved one. Most religions recognize this and build in extended periods of mourning and memorializing. If we calculate the sum total of our days, nearly a third is spent sleeping. Those who work devote the next best third to building a career. If we add in the time it takes to commute, shop, prepare meals, consume them and clean up afterwards, and finally throw in those precious moments sitting in front of the telly or the computer, there's not much change left over from a 24-hour day. Surely human life is comprised of more than just that. So perhaps this year, more than others, I can't help but wonder how to honor my parents' memory and to make best use of the precious gift of life they blessed me with.